This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's your girl, Didi Leggett. Oh, Lord, a.k.a. the Core Queen. I'm over here exposing myself to the people. Jesus, I hope ain't nobody watching yet. We are back with another episode of the Core Queen Chat, and I have an amazing guest on the show today. Y'all, I got my girl, Juicy Jade, on the show. I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about her before we get into these questions, okay? Juicy Jade is originally from Brooklyn, BK, New York. She lived in Staten Island, New York for 13 years, being a dance instructor, where she began a modeling career at the age of 17. Then she started starring in music videos, TV commercials, fashion shows, and magazines. She worked in set with several celebrities, such as 50 Cent, Trey Songz, Melanie Fiona, Jim Jones, Fred the Godson, just to mention a few. She also worked in performing arts for after-school recreational program centers, teaching children how to interchannel themselves with whether it was in dancing, acting, singing. And now she currently resides in Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina, where she is a medical technician, makeup artist, bartender, and now one of the renowned, legendary line dance steppers of the real deal country steppers. My folks, RDKS. Yes, y'all welcome Juicy Jade to the show.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. Welcome. You're welcome. We got some stuff to get into.
Yes, ma'am.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So y'all know that from here on out, forever and ever, amen, we're going to always talk about things that are connected to childhood trauma.
Yes, ma'am.
Whether it's mother and daughter relationships, father and daughter, whatever it is, I feel like in the Black community, we have a fracture in that area.
Yes.
So we need to discuss these things and try to heal it some kind of way or help somebody else if we can. So how do you define childhood trauma when it comes to the parent-child relationship?
Well, in the African American community, we have, I know I'm not the only one. I know you have, you've written a beautiful book, by the way.
Yeah.
But a lot of us have, a lot of people suffered, deal with childhood trauma. As far as with the parents, it can be a missing, absent parent. It can be violence. It can be drug abuse. It can be a whole lot of factors that plays a part. But when it comes to childhood trauma with mother and daughter relationships and father and daughter relationships, it's very big in the African American community because we do have a lot of missing, absent parents, whether it's a father or a mother. So it's a lot. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
So mentioning the absent parent, I know that a lot of times the father is absent more times than the mother.
Right.
Do you believe that the father being absent causes more damage than the present mom?
Than the present mom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. It causes a lot. In my situation, I didn't have my father around.
Mm-hmm.
I had my father in my life at a certain particular time, and then it was in and out, and then it came from days to weeks to months to years. I'm an 80s baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an 80s baby. But back in the 80s with the drug era, you know, that was really, really, really big. And then I'm from New York. So, you know, it was really, really big. And unfortunately, my father got wrapped up into that. So with my childhood trauma, it's more towards a missing father, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as the present mother, how it affects it, it does affect it because the present mom is there. She breaking her back, working, sweating, providing, trying to make sure everything is put together while she's still trying to make sure she's okay. So at the same time, it does because the present mother sometimes gets the backlash, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know, in certain aspects. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think also like the dad, it depends. Cause like sometimes the dad was there and then he left.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's sometimes where the dad just was never there.
Right.
So there is a void. And I think for like me, I didn't meet my dad till I was 19.
Oh, wow.
But for my daughter, she met her dad when she was 5. So, and then he left. So it was kind of like, I felt like she had a little bit worse because she experienced it and then it was taken from her.
Right.
So I think that void is pretty big when it comes to that.
Because it definitely is a void and it's pretty big because it's like, how do you give me something? How do you just be here and then you just leave? It's not like you're dead and gone.
Yeah.
You just, one minute you're here and then next minute it's like a light switch, boom.
Yeah. So, and I think for girls in particular, it hurts a lot because now you have no blueprint on what to look for in a man.
Right.
So now you just, whatever man gives you attention, you grabbing it, you holding on to it.
Trust me, I've been through it, girl.
Yeah.
I've been through it. Listen, ladies, never look for love in a man. Because that's what it does. It makes us, that's what I did. Let me speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've been in relationships where I've looked for love in a man because I wanted to fill that void that I had from not having my dad, not realizing as I got older, hold on, I would never, ever have the love that my father gave me from another man because that man ain't my daddy. That man ain't my father.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So with that being said, I started losing myself. I started doubting myself, thinking I wasn't good enough. Why is this never working? Why doesn't this man love me? Why doesn't that man love me? You understand? So I tend to look for love in a man, and that was not the good route to go.
Yeah.
You get one? It's not never the good route to go. Love yourself first, ladies.
Absolutely.
Love yourself first.
Yep. You're right. And I think a lot of us in the Black community fell for that. And that's why we had so many teenage pregnancies. And we were just because we were just looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
And that's just what we felt loved the most. So, So why do you think the mother-child bond is deeply affected by early trauma compared to other relationships?
I think Because with saying, that's a good question. That's a really good question. It affects it because if it is affected deeply, because like I said, a mother and daughter, they have a bond, a particular bond. Mm-hmm. So I have a daughter. Love you, Zamia. I have a daughter. And we don't, right now, we don't have the best relationship. It's a work in progress. Mm-hmm. It's a work in progress. I pray on it every day. And it's rocky. It's rocky. We have our ups and downs. We have our moments. And my daughter's 23, so she's grown. Mm-hmm. You understand? So I have to keep that in mind, that she's no longer my little baby. Yeah. In my eyes, she'll always be my baby, but I have to remember this is a grown woman now that I'm have to be dealing with. The mother and daughter relationship, it gets, the bond is deeply and it gets affected by the childhood trauma, because sometimes we miss things. Mm. I've been a busy mom since the age of 20. And I've never worked only one income. I've always had multiple incomes. So I've always been a busy mom. To this day, I'm still a busy mom. Mm-hmm. You understand? So it definitely affected it, because I missed certain moments to where I think I should have and could have been there more present. But me being so busy as a providing mom, I missed it. It went right by me and I missed it, you know. And then I get the, you know, then as they get older, they're older to express themselves and everything more. So now here comes the backlash. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, we're like, wait, huh? What did I miss? Why? It's like, wait, wait, no, that's not true. That's not what. And I had to take the time to listen. Mm. Everybody know me. I can be stubborn. I could be hard-headed. And sometimes it's hard for me to listen. But I had to take the time to listen and sit back and analyze everything that was said, and had to question myself, well, damn, did I really miss that? Mm. And in actual fact, I did. And I didn't realize it. And when I realized it, I had to hold myself accountable for it. Mm-hmm. You understand? I had to hold myself accountable for it, because you never know. Even as many times we can go to our children and say, what's wrong? What's the matter? Mm-hmm. Speak to me. Yeah. I'm here. If they feel a fenced up, it's hard to get through that fence.
Yeah.
Because they're not ready. They feel like you're too busy. Mm-hmm. You're not listening. Maybe you won't understand. You understand? Yep. So once that fence is up, it's hard to get through. So it definitely, definitely, definitely affects the mother and daughter bond. But it's not just mother and daughter now. It could be, like she said, it could be father and daughter, father and son, mother and son, childhood trauma.
Yeah.
So it does affect the bond. But the bond is always going to be there between a mother and daughter.
Absolutely.
Whether if I'm here in flesh or I'm in spirit. Yeah. I told my daughter, when I'm dead and gone, I'm still going to be here right by your side.
Yep.
You understand? So it's a major issue to break through. But with therapy, with God, with prayer, with time heals all wounds.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that my daughter told me was that she didn't look at me as a human being. She just looked at me as her mom.
Right.
And she didn't realize that I had trauma too, and that there were certain things that I went through.
They don't understand it, right? Because sometimes we're not ready to speak on certain things that we've been through.
And
certain things that I've been through that my mother done spoke with me, is certain things that I've been through that my mom been through.
Exactly.
Same thing with my daughter. Certain things my daughter's going through, I've been through. So it's like a chain reaction, but it's time to break the chain.
Yep.
It's time to break the chain.
And that's what, when my daughter read my book, she got to learn things about me that she just never knew. And now I'm a human to her.
Right.
And she's like, oh my God, like you were a kid before. Right. You actually went through some things.
You went through life. Yeah. Right.
And now it makes sense why you were overprotective in here, or you had to go here and do these things. So I think like the present mom sometimes gets a lot of the backlash.
Yeah.
Because I have to be here and struggle with you
while they're gone.
Yeah. They get the easy way out.
Yeah. girl, we get the
Yeah. And I also believe what I was missing was that I was blaming my daughter's behavior on her absent dad. not realizing that I was the cause for some of her stuff too.
Same things that I've dealt with my dad, my daughter is dealt with as well. So it's I definitely agree with you on that. But it's a challenging. This is very challenging, guys. Yeah. Y'all don't understand. Like, this is, if you ever dealing with child trauma and then you have children, and pay attention. Mm-hmm. Let me say that. Pay attention. Please pay attention to your children, because there's a lot of things that they need us there for. It could be emotional, mental, physical. It doesn't have to always be materialistic things. Mm-hmm. Just the mind and the body and soul, those two connect, which makes a powerful vessel. And that is a major thing when it comes to children. Mm-hmm. We need to learn to pay attention.
Yes, absolutely. Be present.
Yes.
Yeah.
Be active.
Yeah. So how does unmet emotional needs from a mother in childhood show up in adulthood? So if your mother is not meeting your needs as a child, how does that show up in you as an adult?
It'll be anger.
Mm.
I would say anger. Growing up, you know, a lot of things I didn't understand, you know. You know, my mom had, you know, my mother growing up, before she got married and stuff, she had, you know, we have different relationships. We have, you know, we date.
Right.
And I didn't agree with everybody, any certain people that she dated.
Right.
But being young, I didn't understand it. But as I was getting older and I've encountered certain situations and certain relationships with people that I've dated, I had to understand it like, oh, now I see why you were like that. I didn't get it. I was just angry. Mm. Well, she don't need to be talking to that one. She needs to be with us more.
Yeah.
She needs to be here. She don't need nobody. She just needs to marry us. And not understanding as a child, like, you have to allow, we have to understand as kids, as children, I can't even say that, because children don't really understand,
they don't.
Like, they're young.
No.
But as they get older and they have their own children, and understand as they go along, you understand, like, okay, this is why she did this.
Yep.
This is why she act like you said, this is why you were so overprotected.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah. But those things, like when your child is angry.
Right.
The parent has to understand and identify that, okay, maybe it's something that I'm missing.
Yeah, and that's what it was for me.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand, what was this rage? Why are you so angry?
Yeah.
Where is this coming from? You know, with me, like I said, it wasn't so much with my mom, it was more with my dad. Mm-hmm. But then now dealing with certain things and aspects with my own children, it's like, I'm not understanding, why is this? And I'm like, wait, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss something?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, when I had took the time out to listen and analyze and sit back, I was like, wow, I worked three jobs all my life, all the time, hustling on the side, doing makeup, doing this, doing that, bartending. I'm a Jane of all trades.
Right.
You understand? So it was just a lot to where I missed major moments that my children needed. And I wasn't present because I was so busy provided and not thinking what's going on, what's bothering you, pretty much.
Yeah. And I think that's a cultural curse.
Yes.
Because we as Black women feel like we always have to work. We're always in survival mode. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not gonna be broke. We're gonna get this money, we're gonna do this. And it's like, we really weren't created to do all this.
Yeah. And they come with a handbook now.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, we are really missing out on some of the formative years of our children. And we're causing some trauma that we're not even intending to cause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So from what I've experienced with my oldest is now, because I have three beautiful, amazing children, and one boy, two girls. And now I'm raising the boys because my baby's old. She's grown on her own, doing her own thing. Now I had to sit back and make sure I don't do the same with them too.
Yeah.
And then they're boys.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I know how to move differently, pay attention more to where I can be there for every moment and know how to just do better. Like they say, if you knew better, do better.
Yep.
So there I'm doing better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's how you break the cycle.
Yes,
That's
ma'am.
How you break it. So Can childhood trauma make forgiveness toward our mothers harder?
In a way, because if you say you forgive, you have to forgive and not keep going back and bringing it back up, resurfacing it. Mm-hmm. The question is, how do we move forward? Mm. What can I do for you, and what can you do for me to where we can to move forward? Because we're not gonna keep resurfacing, because then nothing gets solved. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what it is. We have to be able to come and mesh and say, okay, A, B, C, this, X, Y, C, this. Okay, we here. Let's do this.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think when it comes to, most of the time, children are pretty resilient. And they're really forgiving when it comes to their parents.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure if, well, I guess, yeah. I don't know. Maybe because I don't know if my mom is all that forgiving. I don't know. She ain't talking to me right now, so I don't know. Yeah, I would think. I think most of the time, kids when they are able to express themselves mm-hmm. and tell you the things that you may have done to hurt them, and you, if you're listening to them, mm-hmm. like you said, listening to mm-hmm. them and allowing them to speak and express themselves, I think they'll be forgiven.
Yeah.
But if you're not, and you're like acting as if you didn't do anything wrong, or
then that comes from not listening.
Yeah, and you're like, I
you're
didn't
not
do that.
Listening to them. You're not taking it from the aspect of where they're coming from as a child.
Yeah, because I think back in the day, like, you weren't even really allowed to.
My family's from the Caribbean islands. Yeah, okay, and respect is at a high level, and that wasn't happening. No. I wasn't able to do because if it's a.
Yeah. You weren't allowed to say
We wasn't even
anything.
Allowed to be around the grown folks when they was having conversations.
Nope.
So
So and that I think caused a huge issue in the community, because it's like, I can't even tell you that you did something to hurt my feelings. I'm not allowed to have feelings.
Right.
Like, and then now that stunted our communication skills mm-hmm. with our parents and with older people in general. So it's like, I don't even know how to tell somebody how I feel. I don't know how to resolve
this. You don't want to feel like you're walking on eggshells.
Right.
Because I shouldn't have to feel, no parent should have to feel like they're walking on eggshells with their children, vice versa. A child shouldn't have to feel like that, because it's your parent, it's your mom, it's your dad, whatever parent you have that is present.
Yeah.
That's your mom and dad. They're there. We're here to listen.
Yep.
Not all may understand. You understand? You're going to have you're going to butt heads here and there, but you got to take the time out to listen. That was a very hard thing for me to do. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly take accountability for that. It was very hard for me to just listen, because I was just like, no, that's not true. Yeah. I'm not doing that. When was that? I'm lost. I don't remember. But I had to like really listen mm-hmm. and was like, well, damn, she sounded like me when I was growing up, because my mom was a busy mom, busy working mom. You know, she wasn't always there. And then it was me and my sisters that had to look over my other two younger siblings, because mm-hmm. she was a working mom. My mom was, I'm just like my mom. When I said to Jane Aldrin, my mama did it all, girl. My mama did it all. She sold Tupperware, Mary Kay, Avon, everything. My mama did it all.
It's so soft, honey.
Girl, don't let me start naming things. Look. But I didn't realize that. And then I'm like, damn, she sound like me. You understand? But now I think it's just, this generation is different.
They're very vocal.
Very, very vocal. Very vocal. Like, the respect is just out the window. But it's like, it's now, so it's like dealing with the generation that we have now. It's like, you got to know how to approach your children in the generation that we're dealing with now.
Yeah.
To where they feel comfortable enough mm-hmm. speaking to you and expressing what's been bothering them, whether it has something to do with you or not.
Right. Yep. I agree.
You know, and we as parents got to understand, we got to be able to take it into, like, if it is something to do with us, take the time to sit down, mm-hmm. listen, and analyze their feelings, because they are human too. They have feelings too. These are our children that we brought in the world. So they have feelings too.
And just realize that you're not perfect.
No,
you could have gotten it wrong.
Yeah.
Listen to what they said.
Yeah.
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 Like you said, they're human.
And then me and my daughter, we're both Geminis. Oh, good God.
Jeez.
Yeah, we're both Geminis. We're both Geminis, with 7 days apart. So it's a lot of bumping heads. So.
Oh, Lord, I pray for y'all. It's going to get better.
It's gotten better. Let me say that. Ever since your podcast, when you released this book and I asked you that question, mm-hmm. I asked you that for a reason. I had tears in my eyes. And that day hit me. It hit home. Mm-hmm. Because for some reason, I felt like you were speaking to me while you was talking. And I sat there with tears in my eyes. Mm-hmm. And I'm tearing up now. But
it's okay. Good. Let it out.
You helped me. Your book has helped me. Because it made me be more aware. Yeah. More aware of what I've missed, moments that I've missed, and you spoke with me after mm-hmm. and told me what I can do to make it better.
Yeah.
And it has gotten better mm-hmm. from since then. It has gotten better. Now, like I said, we have our ups and downs. Right. We have rocky moments, you know, but it has gotten better and it's still a work in process. Oh, girl, don't get my lashes coming off, Chad. You know, but I'm a loving mother. Anybody that knows me knows that I love my children dearly. Yes. My children knows that I love them dearly. But parents, mothers, fathers, pay attention. That's the most important thing. Pay attention and listen.
Yeah. And we only get one chance at this thing
life. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and we're all human. Moms mess up. Dads mess up. Kids mess up. We mm-hmm. got to be forgiving. Give each other grace.
Right.
The same grace we ask God for, we got to give each other grace.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and we're going to get it right. Just keep on living and you're going to get it right.
Yes, I promise ma'am. You.
It's not, it always gets better. Always. Don't be crying your lashes off, girl.
I know, girl. Don't get, you know, everybody know I'm a tough cookie, but I'm still a little softy on the inside. I got a big heart. I got a caring heart. Everybody knows
you
that.
You do, yep. So what role does acknowledgement, either by your mother or by the child, play in repairing the relationship? Is being acknowledged.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's basically, like you said, it's that word acknowledgement. Like I said, once you acknowledge your child's feelings and you not acknowledge their emotions and where it's coming from, we have to learn to be able to channel that into, okay, I'm here. I'm gonna do better. Mm-hmm. Let me help me do better. Let me know anytime that anything that I'm doing wrong, don't be afraid to tell me.
Yeah.
Don't ever be afraid to tell me, Ma, I feel like this, I feel like that. Because I'm not a psychic. I wouldn't know what's bothering you, even if it is me or not. You know, like I said, being a busy parent, we never know if it is us. So sometimes it's like it sounds up like, what's wrong? Oh, nothing. Oh, you lying.
Right.
I can see it on your face. Yeah. I'm your mama. I know what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes too, we need to back up a little bit. Sometimes we need to back up a little bit and give them the space that they need to in that moment. Cause that's a very vulnerable moment for when they're dealing with their emotions. Cause like as a child, we just take everything that we absorb and we just mold it into a ball of what we feel and it's not always what we feel, you know what I'm saying? So as far as that question, I would say
I think anytime what you feel is acknowledged, it's just validation. Thank you.
That's what I think it is.
Yeah,
it's the validation is what they're looking for.
Yeah,
that is what it is. The acknowledgement and the validation, because I take full accountability for my behalf, for my part.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what it is. I think that's what it is all they want. It's that just the acknowledgement, like, hey, just say, I didn't know. Say, damn, my bad. Right. I'm sorry. I didn't know. You understand? And that's what they want. It's just the validation of that. You acknowledge how they feel. So therefore, they know that they're being heard.
Yeah. Because if you try to dismiss them, that's where it goes.
It goes left. It's World War III. It's World War III.
Yeah. But also, I think because kids are so, their emotions are all over the place. Yeah. Their hormones are all over the place. And everything seems so much bigger than it is sometimes.
Yeah.
Of course, some things are really that serious. But sometimes you're like, okay, now. Like, you ain't going to beat me up on everything. We can talk about these things. So sometimes when you do open that door, some kids, they just know how to play the game and they'll try to use that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, I've done it to to my mama growing up.
Right. Yeah, but acknowledging those big feelings when they are having a hard time navigating them, that's huge for repairing that relationship.
Yes, yes, I agree. Yeah. That's true.
So how can adult children begin to heal even if their mother never apologizes or changes?
Well, in that limelight for a parent not to even apologize, that within itself is just harsh. But then what childhood traumas did they deal with? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's harsh because for a parent to just not, like we said, not acknowledge, not hear, not understand, that's harsh in itself. So then that anger, that pain, and that gate, that fence is just going to still be there. Yeah. It would never work. With a parent that therapy,
yeah,
therapy, okay?
Yeah.
I need it. Everybody needs some type of therapy in their life. It doesn't necessarily have to be a certain particular thing. I think just someone professional just to speak to that don't know you.
Yeah.
That can't judge you.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because people that we know and we tend to talk to, they'll tell us what we want to hear.
Absolutely.
And then turn around and be like, girl, that girl's stupid. Ain't no way in hell I'm gonna do that. And then like, but you just told her, you get what I'm saying? So everybody in life needs therapy. Yeah. But as far as the forgiveness, I think, like you said, if we acknowledge it to where they have the validation that they need, then the forgiveness will be there to where you will be able to move forward and you'll be able to, you know, either work on it together by being more present, doing things together, or going to therapy, or do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. If that makes sense?
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm dealing with that with my mom.
I know.
She's not acknowledging, she's not.
So my question to you is that, what do you think as far as that question? I have that question for you. Yeah. Yeah, let's ask Dee Dee a question.
I mean, I've come to terms that I'll never get an apology from her.
And you've accepted that.
Yeah. I mean, what else can I do? I mean, she doesn't want to take accountability for what she did. I mean, I don't even understand as a mom how you can put your child in a situation that could have harmed them or that caused them so much trauma emotionally anyway, and just not even acknowledge it or offer an apology.
Right.
How you could like just shut down and cut them off. I don't even understand. Like, I didn't do anything to you. Mm. I put it in a book and now you're mad at me. It's my story. Like,
it's your truth, right? Can't nobody tell you, right? That's like the same thing. I can't, I'm here to speak my truth. I can't tell my daughter's story. I can't tell my mama's story. I can only tell my story, you know? So, and I can only say so much because like I said, I can't tell nobody else's story, so.
Right, and so, I mean, the unfortunate part about telling your story is some parts of your story intertwine with other people's stories.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what happened. And there's no, like my daughter said it the best. She said she had one job. Mm-hmm. And that was to just apologize and be there for you and show support. That's it. And she did the total opposite. And so like, it hurts that your mom don't talk to you, but what do? Like, you just keep moving and hope that what I wrote helps somebody else.
That's pretty much. Yeah. I mean, when you put it like that, yeah. But in your situation, you've accepted it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what it is. Is once somebody has accepted for what it is, they're able to just go on with their life because they just said, you know what, this is just what it is and it's going to be what it is going to be.
Yeah, because if you don't, you'll just be angry, you'll be bitter.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just undo all of the healing that you've done.
Yeah, you'll walk around with a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, and then like you said, I have to accept the fact that she went through trauma and the things that I wrote about may be shameful for her. She's not ready to talk about that.
Right.
So there's nothing, I can't, like my friend Ramona, she always says, nobody's going to drag me through my healing.
Right.
I can't drag her through healing. So whenever she's
ready. That's a good way of saying it.
Yeah. I can't make her acknowledge it. I can't make her. But I just, as a mom, I would never do anything to intentionally harm my children.
Right.
No matter if, even if it hurts me.
Right.
I'm going to make sure I protect them.
Yes, ma'am. So, as we should.
But that's, you know, that's why, that's where I'm breaking the cycle at.
Yes. Then as you should. And you're doing it right.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job.
Yeah. If she wants to talk to me, I'm here. I don't hold no grudges. It is what she's my mom, no matter what.
And you still love her, right?
Absolutely, with all my heart. So I meet her where she at, and it is what it is with her. So
okay, now.
Yes, ma'am. So what are healthy ways to navigate a stained or complicated relationship with your mother?
Always,
or father, because I know yours is with your dad.
Yeah, always. Well, my father unfortunately passed away at the age of 13. I was like 13, 14.
Really?
I wish my dad was here to this day because I wonder how he would be, right? But as far as with my mom was the present parent. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I don't have too much childhood trauma with my mom. It's very, very minor. Like I said, I've learned to understand it now as a grown woman. Like, she was just a busy mom, a single parent raising her kids.
Right.
So she was making money here, making money there, making money here. We had food on the table. We had clothes on our feet, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, and a roof over our head, and the lights was on.
Right.
So, like I said, I don't really have it. My trauma is not too much with my mom, but if my father was present and alive today, that would be a conversation, baby. That would be a conversation because I would always ask why. Why did you choose certain things? And I mean, as a child, that's what I used to always ask. Why my dad this? Why my dad that? Not realizing, getting older, like, because he was under the influence of certain substances to where he couldn't, he wasn't himself, so he couldn't be his best self for us.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I can't, it's hard to answer that a little bit. Like I said, my childhood trauma was really not with my mom.
Right. But you said your dad passed when you were 13 years
yes,
old?
Yes, ma'am.
When he passed away, was he present?
No.
Okay.
So I'm going to get into that. Like I said, my dad was addicted to drugs back in that era. Mm-hmm. When he did get clean, he reached out and we were supposed to see him the following weekend. Mm. And we were at my grandmother's house. My grandmother had an event going on and we got home later on that night. My mom got the phone call and he was murdered by his best friend. Yeah, which we looked at as an uncle. We knew him as an uncle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that was right. I got robbed of that. So I never got the chance to have that part where my father was better, got his stuff together, and could be there, you know, because his life was taken shortly. So if my dad was here, I know he'll be proud. Mm-hmm. I know my dad will be very proud of me. Absolutely. But I feel like if he was here and I was able to express to him, you know, what that did to me as a child growing up, and you know, him making promises, and me and my sister sitting on the steps waiting for him to come because he said he's coming and he doesn't come, you know. So I think if he was here to this day and I was able to express that, I think he would understand. I mean, it will hurt because I was hurt when my daughter expressed certain things to me. It would hurt, but I think he would be, he will understand, you know, more because I'm his daughter.
Right.
I'm a girl.
Yeah.
You know, so he's like, I don't think any father would want their baby girl to feel that way.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think it would have been a challenge, but I think it would have been a okay conversation to have with him because I think I would have been able to get through to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Men are kind of.
Softer. Men are softer when it comes to their toys.
Absolutely. Dang, that is crazy. That's a story right there. Wow. That's insane. So how can unhealed trauma between a mother and their child impact future generations?
Like your book is helping others. It's helping me, you know. So I think the unhealed trauma between mother and child, how it can impact, it has an impact now because it's still going on as we speak. It's still going on in the world between certain mothers and daughters relationships, father and son, mother and son. Childhood trauma is really a ongoing issue. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a lot of broken homes and broken families out here. But it has a major impact on the future to where I feel like if we just learn better and do better, that we can learn to break the chain to where this doesn't be a continuous thing in the near future with children.
Yeah. And I think if we like having these conversations, like talking about it, like, I think back in the day, we would just sweep things under the carpet.
Oh, yeah.
People wouldn't talk about anything. Mm-hmm. Everything
they hide
was
it,
secret.
They hide it. Yeah.
Yeah. And there was so many things going on in the family that nobody ever discussed.
It's like, oh, yeah. Until it comes out, you'd be like, yep. What? And then now you got the whole family at war.
Yep. Yeah. And it's like, why you didn't tell me?
Right.
Well, y'all didn't have this open line of communication for people to feel safe to have this conversation.
Comfortable enough to.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think that's where one of the main things, especially in Black families, is communicating.
Yeah.
Even down to just like sicknesses and illnesses. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody died.
When they
didn't want nobody to know.
Like, why?
Right. It's insane. Mm-hmm. That is such a generational.
It is. Like, when did you?
Yeah. It's a secret. I don't know why everything's a secret. It's so weird. And then even like,
but let them go to the internet. It's all out there.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. And then even like me growing up, not knowing half of my siblings was my siblings. I'm like,
oh, wow.
What if I would have dated them? Like, that's weird. Y'all don't want to tell
that's
me?
That's the Jerry Springer episode.
Really weird. Like, my dad had 8 kids by 7 women. Yeah. And I didn't know this was my brother. That was like, I met him later. Like, so it was really,
that would have been weird. Imagine,
so ridiculous. Y'all can't just tell me.
Imagine you dating somebody like that's your brother. What?
Yeah, I actually dated my cousin. We were kids, so ain't
okay.
My mom was like, "You stupid! That's your cousin." I'm like, "How am I supposed to know?"
Right? If you didn't know.
Yeah, it's just the secrets is just too much for me. I don't understand it. But yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things: communication. People, talk to your folks. So what are some practical steps that mothers can take to avoid passing their trauma onto their children?
Be more aware. Pay attention to you. Pay attention to how you speak.
Mm.
Pay attention to your, what's the word I'm looking for? For your
tone, your
approach. That's the word.
Yeah, yeah.
Pay attention to your approach, because I think that's where we go wrong at with our children.
Yeah.
Because we just think that we're the parent,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the mother. You listen to me.
Yep.
But not realizing, like, we teach them to have a voice too. Mm-hmm. See? So I think that's what it is. We just need to pay attention more to how we approach them, our tone, our body language too. Ooh. You know, I'm from New York, so when I talk is
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But yep. I think that's what it is. If we pay attention, like I said, the approach is everything.
Yeah.
Because how we approach them, and we have to make them feel comfortable enough to want to even respond and get them in a vulnerable space to where they feel like they can express and let things off their chest.
Yeah.
You know, because children now these days, if they don't want to speak about something, they ain't going to speak about it.
They ain't going to say a word.
They're not going to speak about
it. Shut down.
It don't matter who asking them.
Yeah.
It could be the police.
They don't care.
I'll talk. Get my lawyer. Like, yep. I'm not. They're not gonna talk.
Nope.
You understand? So we have, like I said, we have to be able to put mm-hmm. our children in a certain position to where they feel comfortable enough to express themselves in order for us to be able to understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, I agree. Yep, that's good. That's really good. Because these kids, you can't approach them.
No,
they're different. They are
like, makes girls be. I can't even. I'll be scared to say stuff. Like, do I need to write a 7-page letter or something? But yeah, these kids is different. We got to know how to handle this generation. We got to bring the respect back.
Yeah,
the respect needs to come back.
Yeah,
because it's gone.
Because I'll chop you in the throat.
It's gone, y'all. But no. Yeah. It, like I said, just as we approach them, the tone. Even if you have to just speak with them, ask to speak to them, and put them in a comfortable setting, like the environment, a quiet setting where it's not loud, you're not in public. Yeah. It's just to where it's just intimate, to where you can be able to hear what they have to say and they're able to listen to what you have to say.
Yeah. Because they don't really, I think one of the things with them is they don't like to be, and I think we didn't like this either, but we didn't have a choice, like being called out in front of people.
Yeah.
Being confronted in front of people.
Yeah, that's
like
embarrassing. They don't like that.
We didn't have a choice. Mm-hmm. We just had to just suck it up and deal with it. But they just ain't going to say nothing. Like, why would you do this right now? Like, yeah. So I think that's one of the things too. Just giving them a safe space.
I agree.
Yeah. We just like, oh my God.
We was just like, mom.
Right.
Then we had to hear from our friends later, like, you all right?
Yep.
Okay, so how can rebuilding this relationship with your parents or your children bring freedom and peace?
When you say freedom and peace, I would use that as far as with the rebuilding within each other. Mm. We'll be free of all the anger and the pain and the hurt that we carry. And then we'll be able to have peace within each other to where we can love on each other more. We can celebrate more, make more memories, you know, because now these days you got a lot of people crying at funerals because they didn't have the time to say, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I should have been there. Now you're saying you should have, could have, would have, you know? Absolutely. So I feel like with the freedom and peace and rebuilding, it would be within each other, within that relationship of the parent and the child, you know? So it's like a give and take.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think once you, like you said, that it's an ongoing process. Yes. Like you, once you get to the healing part, it still works.
Oh yeah. Oh no. It's never done. You still have work that needs to be done. I'm still a work in progress. I'm still working on rebuilding relationships with my child. So it's like I said, it's a challenge. It's a progress, and you have to just trust the process.
Yeah.
Keep God first and trust the process, because it all will work out when you keep him in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then as they mature too,
they'll understand. Yeah.
they just got to grow up a little bit. That frontal cortex ain't completely developed yet.
I always say, wait till you have your kids. You ain't got kids now. Wait till you have kids. But no, I had to, it was the same thing with me. Yeah. I didn't, man, let me tell you something. Okay. I just was on the phone with my mama on the way here. And I said, I remember the day I had an emotional breakdown. I only had two kids at the time. I didn't have my youngest yet. Mm-hmm. And I will never forget that day. I was in my mama's house. And I was going through a rough time. And I had my daughter and my oldest son. And I think I was like maybe my late 20s, early 30s. I would say maybe my early 30s. And I remember breaking down in her house, in her dining room, like, I should have listened. And I'm telling you, and I didn't understand it until I had to experience it myself with my own children. Yep. And I'm like, oh my Lord, like, I'm so sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry growing up. I'm so sorry.
That's what it is.
You know, so I'll be saying that. Wait till you have your kids.
Yeah.
But you know what? God has his way of working things out. I'm a firm believer in that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I keep him first. And I believe with him, this will get better. And this too shall come to pass.
Life is the best experience. Listen, it's all going to work out exactly how it's supposed to.
Yes, so, ma'am.
Oh, my God. That's funny, though. Yeah. We all should have listened.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all should have listened. All right. Last two questions. You know, I ask everybody these same two questions on my show. So I'm going to ask you. You might have answered them before, but I'm going to ask you again.
Okay.
What is the best advice you've ever received?
The best advice I've ever received, I would say, was from two people, my mama and you.
Okay.
And my mama always say, like she said, pray.
Mm-hmm. Yes, God.
Pray, and be specific in what you're praying for, what you're asking him for. Mm-hmm. Don't ask him for what you need. Ask him for what you want. Mm-hmm. And be very, and let him know why. Mm-hmm. Why do you asking for these things? Mm-hmm. I would say pray. And I would say to learn to take accountability. If you're able to take accountability, that's my phone. I'm sorry, y'all. Hey, I'm live, y'all. Take accountability. Once you're able to take accountability, parent-wise, and be able to understand, you'll be able to understand where your child is coming from, to where you'll be able to give them give them a peace of mind and clarity and clarification and the validation that they, because that's what they're seeking, like we said earlier. It's the validation that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. So once I think we're able to accept that where we messed up at, that's how we're able to make things better.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. I agree. That's good. Now, what advice would you give 15-year-old Jade?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, like I said earlier before, y'all don't understand a 15-year-old Jay. That no, that's, let me stop. I'm just kidding. No, the advice that I would give is love yourself first, like I said earlier. Love yourself first, because we could never find, if we don't love ourselves first, ain't nobody going, nobody could love you better than you.
Nope.
Okay. And tend not to look for love in all the wrong places, for in men, you know, in relationships and situationships is like what they call it now, you know, friends with benefits and stuff, whatever y'all call it now. The 15-year-old, I would say love yourself first.
Yes. Oh, that's big.
Love yourself first, because I didn't love myself when I was at that age. I was a young girl trying to find herself and trying to figure out who I was, you know? So I think that's what I would have done. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yes, that was good. I really enjoyed you on the show.
I love you, Dee Dee. I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you. You are awesome.
Y'all get her book.
Look, y'all ready to get my book.
Read that book, y'all. I'm telling you guys, read that book. It will have you in tears. It will have you in tears like it had me. Read that book. That book. I need my daughter to read that book.
She does need to read
it. Yeah, I told her I was going to let her read it. So.
Yeah, I'm telling you. All the moms and daughters,
I love my babies. Hey, y'all.
Yes.
Hey, Samia. Hey, Robert. Hey, King. Hey to my baby at home. I love you, Stang. He know who he is.
He's like, come on. Don't call me by my
name. He was supposed to be here.
Oh,
he want to talk about he's my business rep. Business rep ain't even here.
I can't with you. Listen, y'all, you tell the people how they can follow you. If you have any events coming up, let the people know.
Okay,
that's
so
your camera right there.
Which one?
Right here.
Right here. Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Miss Jade Renee, aka Juicy J. Like they say. You can find me on Instagram at Ms. Jade Renee, MZ underscore Jade Renee. You can also find me on Facebook at Jade Renee, J-A-D-E-R-E-N-E-E, Renee with two E's. Events. So I'm currently line dance stepper and instructor with RDKS, Real G Country Steppers. Hey, y'all. We have several events coming up. We have one tomorrow. It's just so many. I can't even keep up.
I can't keep up.
Just go to the Real Deal Country Stepper page on Facebook, and you guys will see all the events that we got coming up. Shout out to Trey Colvin. Love you, Big CO. That's my little brother. Latifa, Juju, Boo, Quan. Harmony, K Prime. I love y'all all. I love you all. Kale, don't forget Kale. Kale Worthy, that's my boy.
Please don't forget Kale.
Can't forget the light skinned pretty boy Ricky. I can't forget him now. Can't forget pretty boy Ricky. Love you guys.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for
y'all
having me.
Know who I am. I am Dee Dee Leggett, aka the Core Queen, and I am here on the Core Queen chat. I'll be back next week. Y'all know what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to go on my YouTube channel, subscribe, leave a comment on this video, like it, share the video, share the platform, tell people about it. We are normally here every Wednesday. Jay got to work tomorrow, so we had to come on today.
Yes.
Every Wednesday, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Make sure y'all tune in every week for another episode. And make sure y'all follow me on all platforms. Dee Dee Leggett everywhere. The Core Queen everywhere. Get my book. I wrote a
Get
book.
Get that book now.
Get the book. It's called Breaking the Cycle of Childhood Trauma. We all have it. It affects everything that we do in every way that we live. So we need to break these cycles and get better and heal. Y'all can get it on my website, thecorequeen.com/book, or you can get it on Amazon. I'd rather you get it on my website, though. If you get it on my site, I can sign it for you and send you some cute little gifts with it. So make sure y'all check it out, thecorequeen.com/book. Check out my book. I'll be back next week, y'all. The season's almost over. We almost at episode 75 on season 3.
Woo,
so we got some good stuff coming up for y'all. And y'all know I got a lot of stuff going on, but specifically Saturday, August 23rd from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., my hometown, Bristol, Pennsylvania. I need y'all out there with me for my third annual Back to School Bash in honor of my grandmother, Evelyn Joyce Leggett. My nonprofit is Evelyn Joyce Community Outreach. We do this every year. We do a Back to School Bash. We give the kids book bags, supplies. I bring the horses out there for the kids to ride, bouncy house, water, ice, games, food. The steppers are out there. The Dancing Dolls of Bristol. We're going to be out there in the building on August 23rd, this Saturday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got Magic Moments what is it called? 360 camera going to be out there. We got DJ Tommy on the ones and twos. We got everybody going to be out there. So y'all come out, bring the kids, all of the children, please bring them out. We got plenty of book bags, plenty of supplies for them to come out and enjoy themselves. I need them outside getting physical off them stupid devices. Okay.
Oh, video games.
And we're going to play some Double Dutch too. So if y'all know how to jump, make sure you come out there with your girl. But I'll see y'all next week. Same time, same place. Well, not really Wednesday, but you know what I mean. We out.
I love you, baby.
I love you.